Right. You know, when we talk about financial markets, you know, there's short-term ups and downs, and we had some downs lately, now climbing back up. And we talk about the market as a discounting mechanism and all that. But in the long run, the market really is about something real. It is about the fundamentals of the economy, you know, a little more about what it is in the future than what it is today. But it really kind of is just the same way in sports. A coach tells you, focus on the fundamentals. I think it's the same way in markets. And joining us to give his more important opinion than mine on that is our friend and morning show partner, Kurt Cambier of Centennial Capital Partners. Good morning, Kurt. And what do you think about what I just said?
Well, I think you always have to focus on the fundamentals, not the daily headlines. The business roundtable, the roundtable of the top CEOs in the country, just came out with their survey numbers. It's the most confident survey ever recorded.
Wow.
They anticipate the survey went up 20% as it relates to capital spending in corporations and 22% as it relates to future hiring amongst the top CEOs in America. So if you look at the fundamentals, corporate account balance sheets are the best they've ever been, more cash on hand than ever. Personal net worth is the highest in American history. There's a lot of reasons to be extremely confident in this economy.
Let me ask you one follow-up on this. A lot of times you and I, and generally financial conversation revolves around the stock market, but I'm curious what you think when you read that report, what you think about the bond market.
The bond market, I would be very concerned about the bond market. Bond markets, we're going to have, as the economy continues to strengthen, interest rates will move higher, bond yields will move higher, which will suppress the overall par value of existing bonds, and it could cause them to be in a little bit of trouble. So the bond market itself is probably where the more risk is, in my opinion, today than actually in the equity market.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you. Not that my opinion's worth much, but I'm absolutely with you on the same page. Listen, folks, if you want to sit down with Kurt and get this kind of big picture view applied to your retirement planning, your financial situation, how you think about your financial future, Kurt is the guy that I recommend you sit down as your financial coach. You need a great coach in everything. You certainly need it in finance. Kurt, why don't you be in charge today of telling our listeners how to get in touch with you?
Get hold of Kurt at KurtCambier.com, Kurt with a K, KurtCambier.com, or give me a call, 303-584-1161. I'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget, folks, you got any kind of investing or finance question, send it to Kurt, and he'll pick the best question from a listener over the course of a week, and we'll answer them on the air on Thursdays in a new tradition we're going to do. Kurt, thanks so much for being here. I'm totally with you on the bond market. And we'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll see you. Okay, I've been promising you this for an hour, so I